Tonight, the magic of Christmas time is in the air. The hour grows late and busy shoppers are going home. But hurrying down the white sidewalk are Susan and Peter to a very special window of a large department store, to the Christmas window, full to the brim with toys and magic of Christmas time. Listen.
We're not too late, Peter. I'm sure we're not.
Susan, the glass, it's beginning to disappear.
Well, there was never anything like it in the whole world.
Come on, Susan, climb in. I'll jump up. Now, give me your hand.
All right, Peter. Oh, the wonderful silver lights all over everything. Peter, look right there under the Christmas tree. He's all out of breath.
A little tin soldier. He's saluting us.
How do you do, Susan and Peter? You must forgive me. I'm so exhausted.
But why, tin soldier? Haven't you been asleep all day like the other toys?
Oh, no, no, most certainly not. I've been out earning my medals, I have.
Tell us about it, Captain. Or are you a general?
Oh, no, neither one. My rank's here on my arm, see? Private first class, that's all. Just a private. But it won't be long now. I mean, well, I'm sure to be decorated soon.
Oh, that's wonderful. Have we done something brave in line of duty?
Well, it wasn't exactly in line of duty.
We'd like to hear about it. Tell us, will you?
Glad to. Most unusual thing. Sit down right here beside me. Excuse me, I must take...
What are you looking for, tin soldier?
She hasn't gotten up. I suppose she's sleeping late. All beautiful ladies sleep late, you know.
Who do you mean?
The paper doll. She's really the most beautiful lady you ever saw. Lives in that paper castle over there.
Do you know her?
Well, not exactly. But she was the reason it happened.
The reason what happened?
My adventure. You see, ever since the first day I was put in the window here along with the other soldiers, I fell in love with her. Tomorrow night she's giving a grand ball, and more than anything, I want to be invited and dance with her.
You've never even spoken to her?
Oh, no. She's much too fine a lady for an ordinary soldier like me. So I started thinking and decided that if I was awarded the Crimson Heart for courage, then I'd be qualified to speak to her about how I feel.
Oh, I do hope so, tin soldier. But your adventure that you were...
It happened like this. Last night, when the glass in the magic window disappeared, I ventured out on the window ledge, when suddenly the window started reappearing.
Oh, what did you do?
I tried to get back inside, but it was too late. For as quickly as it came, the magic went away, and I was just a toy again. So there I stood, musket on my shoulder, not able to move a muscle.
Oh, that was terrible. What happened?
Why, I just stood there. The sun came up, and gradually the street was full of automobiles and people going to work. Then two little boys came by on their way to school.
Hey, Frank, wait a minute. Look, there on the window ledge.
Say, it's a tin soldier. Wonder how he got here.
Gee whiz. He's just a private first class. Not even a general. You know what?
What?
Let's make him a sailor.
Well, how?
Here's a paper boat, all folded up in my geography book. I made it in class yesterday. See?
Hey, it's just the right size, too.
Put him in it.
Okay.
Now you're a sailor, tin soldier. How do you like it?
Put the boat in the gutter, Donald. The snow's melting. Look, it's a regular river.
Now we'll go sailing down to the sea.
If the boat doesn't turn over.
So long, tin soldier.
Bon voyage. Bon voyage.
The paper boat tumbled and rocked and rode the ripples. Down the gutter it sailed very fast. And the moment I saw a dark tunnel looming ahead, and down into the darkness I went, I knew I'd never see the paper lady. It was a big rodent running along the edge of the tunnel, his round eyes shining orange in the half-darkness.
Stop! Give me your purse! Your purse!
I mustered all my strength to speak to him.
You can't use this tunnel without a pass!
I don't have a pass, Mr. Rodent, but if you'll be so kind as to stop the boat...
Stop it! Why, I couldn't do that! The water's cold! I'd catch my death! Where do you think you're going?
I don't know, but going fearlessly takes courage. I'm sure to get the Crimson Heart for such bravery.
But you'll be drowned!
More danger, the more courage.
Oh, I can't run another step. Stop the boat. Pull up and drop anchor. Drop anchor.
Over the current I went, and the rodent, he was left behind. Then I began to hear thunder, and ahead I saw a glimmer of light. The paper boat sped toward it, and the shape of the light grew to a half circle, bigger and bigger. Then suddenly, like an arrow, over the edge of the water, the boat fell down, down, into a heavy mist, and round in a whirlpool. Water filled the boat, and like a butterfly opening its wings, it unfolded, and I started sinking down, down. I thought of the paper lady there in the window of her paper castle. I thought of her sadly, for now, how could I ever see her again? But even as I thought, a tiny silver voice sounded close to my ear.
What kind of a fish are you, sir? I am a river trout.
Oh, if I could swim as you do. But I'm only a tin soldier.
And you
don't know of the danger.
What danger, little fish?
But below us down there is where the great flounder live. They have two eyes on one side of their heads, and your life's not worth a bubble if you go near them. Come back, tin soldier.
I can't.
But you'll be swallowed whole. Oh, look, there's a giant flounder.
Swim away, little fish. Hurry for your life.
Hide in the riverweed, tin soldier. Goodbye.
Out of the darkness coming toward me were two large eyes that shone in the gloom. My heart shook. My blood ran cold. Nearer they came. Nearer. Then, quick as a thunder roll, a great blackness fell over me, and my heart cried out, "Goodbye, Paper Lady. Goodbye forever." The great flounder had swallowed me whole.
Bait your hook there, son. Have to be quick if you're to be a fisherman.
But, Father, we have so many. Our dinghy's nearly full.
We fish till sunrise, son. Now throw in your hook and catch a big one, boy. I'll wager Santa'll bring you a pair of the finest skates a lad ever owned if you do.
Do you think so, Father? Do you really? Oh, I got a bite! I got a bite!
Yes, he's a big fellow, my lad. Pull in. Easy, easy.
It's a big flounder!
Hold on to him! He'll bring a handsome fee at the market, he will. And looks like you get your skates, my lad.
For a long time then, the flounder lay still. My heart was full of hope. Maybe now, maybe somehow, I could see my paper lady once more. But then the most extraordinary thing of all happened.
What was that, tin soldier?
Yes, and how did you ever get back to the Christmas window?
It was a miracle, a great miracle. I felt myself being lifted high in the air. And when I opened my eyes, I couldn't see for a moment. The light was so bright. Then I knew why I was in the great huge kitchen of this very store's cafeteria. And a cook in a tall white hat was holding me up in the air.
As I live and breathe, it's a tin soldier. How did he ever get in that big fish? Why, he's just like that tin soldier in the store window. I was going to make a present of him to my nephew. Chef, call the toy department. See if they're missing a tin soldier. If they are, it's nothing short of a miracle.
So, from hand to hand I went, and everybody said how hard it was to believe that I'd come back where I started from. And at last, they put me here under the Christmas tree.
Oh, that was an adventure.
I should say. Look, here comes your general, tin soldier.
He's heard about my bravery.
There's a paper lady, too. Look, there she is standing in the paper gallery.
And she's looking this way.
At ease, Private.
Yes, sir.
I have come to a decision.
Yes, sir.
It is my opinion, after duly weighing the matter, that this act of bravery, since it was not in the line of military duty, does not entitle you to the Crimson Heart.
Aww.
In future campaigns, I'll see to it that you have every opportunity to earn the honor.
Thank you, sir.
May I pay my respects to your brave tin soldier, Mr. General?
You may, but he's only a lowly private.
He is daring in courage and a very brave heart.
Yes, indeed he has. Speak up, Private. You'll excuse me. I have a strategy to consider.
Thank you, Paper Lady. I'll never forget what you just said.
Tomorrow night I'm giving a ball. Will you be my escort, Tin Soldier?
Oh, that has been my one wish since I first saw you.
The honor will be mine. Even in the Christmas window, it is not medals that count, but what lies beneath, within the heart. Goodbye. Until tomorrow night.
Goodbye.
It did come true, Tin Soldier. How happy you must be.
Oh, yes, I am indeed.
She's very beautiful.
Peter, the window's coming back. Goodbye, Tin Soldier.
Goodbye, and a Merry Christmas to you both.
The same to you, Tin Soldier, and thanks for the story.
Hurry, Peter, we'll not get out in time.
I'll jump down first. Here, Susan, take my hand. Watch out now, don't slip.
There. Peter, look at the glass going back again. How magic it is.
Yes. It's too bad our visit's over. Come along. It's time to go home now.
Till next time. You know, Peter, I think this is the best Christmas we've ever had.